Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Welcome in Cherie Coleman from the newsroom. Morning, Cherie.
Good morning.
Righto.
Some of the stories you're covering, Cherie. Mick Mac.
He's the Big Mac today.
He's the Big Mac. He's the Prime Minister by proxy.
Yeah, that's right. Our local representative will be leading the country for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, God.
This is
sorry. Just the way Cherie said it.
Holding down the fort as acting Prime Minister while Malcolm Turnbull is in Europe. He's attending a series of diplomatic meetings and Anzac commemorations. Mr. McCormack's told AAP he's honoured and excited to take over the role.
Does he get the car with the little flag on
it? Hey. and what happens to all the security around him
no,
now?
They'll be doing the Tuesday night music trivia down at the Farrah tonight, having a palmy.
Because,
a
you know, Mick Mac will go into any pub in town and he's got his wife and maybe one or two hangers-on, family members, all that sort of stuff. Now,
that's a great thing to describe your family as hangers-on. Hangers on. Yes, I'm sure the two boys and the daughter would love to be referred to as hangers on.
Now there's going to be this massive entourage.
Yeah, and it'll be at the footy as well. He's
he's out to Mangapla for the opening round of the RFL season this weekend.
So the entourage will be there.
Yeah, be a big crowd out there. To the umpires, you don't want to play a free kick against the acting Prime Minister's boys.
Security, yeah, you'll hear about
security
it.
Will be on to you. Yeah. Mick Mac is the Big Mac this week because Mr. T is overseas. He's in England attending some Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting.
Yeah. Sounds like a bad spin-off, doesn't it?
The Big Mac and Mr. T. One of the meetings Malcolm Turnbull is at over in the UK is this meeting where they're going to discuss the possibility that we're going to bypass Prince Charles and go straight to Prince William. So the Queen's going to hand over Miss Charlie and go to Willy Boy.
And that's probably a good thing.
That would be interesting, though. Would be an interesting move to make. Would be good for the monarchy's popularity, I
absolutely
think.
Absolutely.
Camilla would be filthy about that.
She would, wouldn't
well,
she
only married Charlie for the job, for the prestige.
I reckon that's not a bad idea.
I think it's a good idea.
There's no point going from a 90-year-old to a 70-year-old because you're not sort of achieving much there.
I'd be interested to see the spin that they'd put on it if that happened.
Yeah. Do you reckon Prince William goes around singing that song from The Lion King? I just can't wait to be king. Do you reckon he does that?
No, I think Charles does that.
It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love.
Yes, 1977 was the year for that one. The lovely Linda Ronstadt, It's So Easy to Fall in Love. That wasn't off. No, that was off Simple Dreams, wasn't it? Simple Dreams was the one where she was looking in the mirror.
In the mirror, yeah.
Living in the USA was the
one
skating.
With the roller skating one. Yes, yeah, the roller skating album was just, well, it was a young teenage boy's dream. Frankly, it just gave me that I must be in music somewhere. You know, when I leave school, I'll become
how many young fellas do you reckon bought that album
just
for the album cover?
Because
the album itself, from memory, was pretty...
Oh, no, well, the album was okay.
Pretty pedestrian.
Was okay. It had a couple of good songs on it.
Like? So you can't even remember, can you?
But and that was the thing about records as opposed to CDs or indeed downloads today. Back in record days, we actually had the physical album that we could look and check out the lyrics of, the songs, and find more about the artist.
So I'll ask you again, right? So this is your favourite Linda Ronstadt album.
Yeah.
Look, what songs did it have on the album?
I don't often get a chance to play the album.
No.
In fact, I'm pretty sure the album itself is brand new.
Never been played. Back in the USA. Her version of the Chuck Berry song. When I Grow Too Old to Dream.
Oh, classic song.
Just One Look.
Just One Look.
That was the hit off it.
Yeah, yeah.
Allison. Which was the Elvis Costello song.
Yep.
J.D. Souther wrote a song for her, White Rhythm and Blues. Yep. That was on side one. You flip it over. You got All That You Dream.
Right.
Ooh, Baby, Baby.
Ooh, Baby, yeah.
Muhammad's Radio.
Yeah.
A Warren Zevon song.
Yep.
Blowing Away and her version of Love Me Tender. So it's basically an album of covers.
Yeah, and we all loved the cover.
That we did. What's the game with singing today?
Oh, no, well...
What are you, in the mood for Wagga Takes Two?
They're...
What's going on?
I'm just putting my name down for next year.
You don't have the ghoulies to have a crack at Wagga Takes Two.
But you're right.
145 people have gone through the Wagga Wagga Takes Two process. You keep getting asked every year, and you won't do it.
And I just keep saying no.
That's right.
There is a reason why I've today been singing over the ends of songs. It's for those people who get out their cassette player and record songs off the radio.
Right. Yes. Of course, people still do that, Leighton. Yeah. Sorry, everybody. Leighton hasn't left 1979.
It was a good year. I have issues.
Yes, you do. You certainly do.
I have issues with politicians in WA. They are preventing patrons of the John Forrest Tavern just out of Perth from feeding the kangaroos. Now, the John Forrest Tavern is in the John Forrest National Park, so it's surrounded by woodlands.
Yep.
And there are kangaroos, and they all come to the tavern, not to drink, but to pick up a scrap or two from the punters that go to the John Forrest Tavern. Now, the politicians are saying, you should not feed the kangaroos. It's not natural for them.
Mm.
And that people will now incur a $2,000 fine if they're caught feeding the kangaroos.
Wow.
Frankly...
Pretty serious issues over there in WA.
Frankly, I don't think we should feed the politicians.
The old uptown girls, they can be a little expensive at times.
Oh, well, yeah, I understand.
A lot of girls can be expensive at times, particularly in the early part of a relationship. You know, Leighton, when you're trying to impress the chicky babes and you might go out for dinner and you, as a gentleman, might pay for... Oh, no, you wouldn't do that.
you as the bloke picks up the tab.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, go Dutch.
Because that's the way I was brought up, that the bloke pays for things. Well, one guy in America has taken this to the extreme. He took a girl out, paid for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
The girl didn't want to see him again.
No.
So this particular gentleman has sent her an invoice for the money that he spent.
Oh, for half the bill.
No, for the bill. So an American woman has received an invoice in the mail for the cost of a meal she had on a date after she decided not to respond to a request to see the gentleman again. Mm-hmm. Amanda Burnett is her name. She received, don't get me wrong, she said the bloke was very, very nice. There was just no magic.
No chemistry.
She didn't want to pursue it any further.
Yeah.
So she sort of, but I think where she let herself down a little bit is she didn't tell the guy this. She just sort of ignored him.
Right.
So the guy received an itemized, the lady received an itemized bill from the guy in question to cover the cost of her drinks and her dinner. Now, the bill also included a processing fee of some $2.56.
There's admin charges.
There's admin charges. GST of $3.29.
Yeah.
Shipping and handling of 60 cents. So all up, the total bill came to $50.88.
Wow.
Amanda has since told old mate that she wasn't going to cough up the cash. He has since told her that she has no choice unless she wants to incur an additional penalty or fines.
Wow.
I quite like the idea myself. Because trust me, over the years, I have invested a lot of money for very little return in this area. And it would be nice to recoup some of those outgoing costs.
But, you know, that does raise the question. If you are going out on a first date, do you tee up beforehand that it's Dutch, you pay your own way, or that one or the other of the parties, Party 1 and Party 2, we'll pay for the other.
I guess, and it's a long time since I've dated, but I, that was the way I was brought up, that
the guy
always paid. Yeah. And to be fair, some girls allowed me to pay, and other girls went, no, you're not
good.
Paying for me. It's 50-50. But would I send an invoice to someone? Probably not. That's a bit rude, isn't it?
I'd look at it as, okay, it's cost me $50, but that was a good investment because I don't think I like you.
So you would pay people to find out if they don't like you?
If you don't need to pay people to find
this information out, Layden. I could bring you 40, 50 people now that will say, I don't like you. You don't need to pay $50.
Yes, but if I had to, it would be a good investment.
Just before we go to the news, Cherie, how would you feel when you and Mr. Cherie were early part of the relationship, when you were going out for drinks and dinner? Did Mr. Cherie pay for everything, or did you go 50-50?
No, he didn't pay for everything. I think I insisted on paying for some of it because it's just something I'm not comfortable with.
Right. Should blokes be forced to pay for the lots?
No one's forced to do anything.
Or is it just expected that blokes pay for the lady?
No, I don't think so anymore. I think it depends on who made the date, really.
Okay.
Generally.
So let's say you and Mr. Cherie before he was Mr. Cherie.
That's before the operation.
We're going out.
Yes.
We're going out, and you went on one date, and after that one date, you thought, you know, he is just so not going to be Mr. Cherie. and you
don't have to answer that, Cherie, because that could have ramifications.
And you thought, no, I don't want to go out with him anymore. And you received an invoice in the mail for your half of that night out.
You wouldn't be happy with that, would you?
No, that wouldn't go down real well.
Yeah.
If you've missed the story, we were talking about it before. A woman in America has received an invoice for the sum total of $50.88 because she didn't want to go out with the bloke anymore. So the bloke would stuff you. Yeah, you can fix it.
He's recouping his losses.
I want to recoup my loss. Yeah.
And, of course, there were administration charges with that as well. There were surcharges.
Yeah, no, he had a processing fee of $2.56.
Well, you know.
A handling fee of 60 cents. And if she didn't pay, she will incur an additional penalty. Or fine.
I think we're sort of heading down the road of, instead of asking someone out, you'll be presented with a contract eventually.
We've worked together for a long time.
Yeah, don't remind me. You don't have to remind me.
We've worked together a long time, and you know that I have a love.
For yourself? No, for...
My love
is
Jessica Rabbit. Jessica Rabbit,
I didn't know that.
I just have a thing for Jessica Rabbit. She is just the hottest thing. She is gorgeous.
She's a rabbit.
She's not a rabbit. She's Jessica Rabbit.
Right.
She's Jessica Rabbit. And a lady in America has spent some $60,000 to look like Jessica Rabbit. And I thought, you know, because me and Jess, we have a thing going. I lust after her and she ignores me. But this lady in America who has spent $64,000 on plastic surgery, she's boosted her cleavage. She now wears a 36H cup, whatever that is. she's 26 years old. She's also had lip filler.
Right. Is there a photo of this person?
There is. And because I like Jessica Rabbit so much, I thought... I'm going to have a look at this lady.
You know, IT are going to be all over you when you've done a Google search on Jessica Rabbit.
I'm ready to take that risk.
Yeah. Do you have the photo up on your screen now?
I have the photo.
Can I have a look?
Well, you know, you can have a look. If you want to have a look, have a look. Just swing over. I'll put it up there. And so you can have a look at this lovely, lovely lady. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh geez, it's not a good thing.
Are you serious?
That is Jessica Rabbit lookalike. That is...
Looks like the rear end of the rabbit.
That is ugly. Wow. You've done something to your lip, lady.
And how much did she spend on that?
$64,000.
Tell her, 60, she's, I tell think, her she's dreaming.
I think she's got myxomatosis.
Oh, please, please. It's not a good look.
There is a bit of a breaking story. I don't know whether you've caught up with this one. Police in Victoria around Geelong have found a body in the back seat of a car around Geelong, and they say that the car has been driven around town for the past couple of days with this body in the back.
Well, it's an easy thing to forget.
Look, I am...
Do you know what's in the boot of your car right now? See, there you go. You don't, do you?
No, I'm pretty sure. But I'm just going to ask the Victorian police, have you never seen Weekend at Bernie's?
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.